Good morning, everyone. So today's Bible reading will be from Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. And it is actually on page 851 in your Pew Bible. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" This is the word of the Lord.
Each week we have been learning about prayer from the Gospel of Luke. Luke's got a strong emphasis on prayer, and this week we come to this parable that Catherine's just read for us. Let me pray. Lord, I'm praying with these others now that you would bring truth, that you would bring warmth, that you would bring light to our hearts and our minds through this word. Yeah, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. When Jesus taught, he often used parables. And I like the definition of a parable, that a parable is a little story with a big meaning. And often it's quite difficult, or can be difficult, when you listen to Jesus' parables to know what is the meaning behind this parable. And we look for a key to open the meaning of the parable. But this parable of Jesus, the keys are at the front door, because Jesus tells us right at the start of the parable the purpose. And this is what he says. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. That they should always pray and not give up. So this parable is about prayer. And Jesus knows us. He knows that it's easy for us to start to pray, but then to give up. He knows how hard it is to keep on praying. And this parable is designed to address that problem. The problem of our hearts getting discouraged, losing heart, and stop praying. And Jesus, in his goodness, says, "I know that that's a temptation for you. I know that that's an issue that you face." And so he brings us this parable. There are two main characters. One is a judge and another is a widow. Jesus said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.'" So here are these two characters, a judge and a widow. And the widow keeps coming to the judge and says, "Grant me justice against my adversary." We don't know what the court matter was that was troubling this widow, but maybe, just maybe, when her husband died, maybe the family house had been supposed to go to her, but someone stronger has now got the possession. Or maybe just some material matter. And so here is this widow at a great disadvantage. And we learn about the judge that he didn't fear God, he had no respect for God at all, and he didn't care what people thought. He was a wicked and he was a sinful judge. He's one of those people that once he got power, he just did whatever he wanted, and he just ran his life through whatever desires or ever decisions that he made. So we have here then a stark contrast. A man with great power on the one hand, does whatever he wants, and a woman at the other end of the spectrum with no power. In that society, women were very helpless, and she had no husband to stand up for her or to plead her cause, and she was at the bottom of the pile. You see now, a man with power and very great status in society, and a woman right at the bottom. And Jesus tells us in this parable, for some time, he refused to give her justice. He refused to do what was right. Maybe, just maybe, he was waiting for a bribe because he was a very unjust judge. But this widow didn't have the money to pay. But whatever, we actually get to hear what's going on in his inner thoughts. Finally, it says in verse 4, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. I don't care about God, and I don't care about this widow, and I don't care about anyone actually that much, but she's just simply so annoying. And I'm just going to give her justice so that she will go away. I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. All the commentators say that the literal idea here is so that this woman won't come and give me a black eye. I think the idea really is not that he was scared of the woman. It was just sort of like, I just don't want her to hit me with the umbrella. You know, I just want to get rid of her. And then Jesus makes the application. And this is Jesus' application. And listen to what he says in verse 6. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Listen to the wicked reasons that this unjust judge gives. He gives the woman justice in the end, but it's for just to get rid of her. And then Jesus says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Will he not? For people that belong to him, his elect, his ones that he's chosen, will he keep putting them off? It's like he's moving from the lesser to the greater. If this unjust judge, in all his corruption, gives a widow justice, will not God? Will not God bring justice to his chosen ones, the ones that he owns, the one that he loves, the ones that he looks after? Will he not bring justice to them? I tell you, He will see that they get justice and quickly. Those who belong to God, the ones that he owns and loves, he will definitely use. God will definitely, because God is just. God is good. God is holy. He will definitely bring justice to those that he loves. So just like this widow did not give up, don't be discouraged. Don't lose heart, even if the answer is delayed. And then this is how Jesus finishes this parable. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I'll read that to you again. This is how it's an unusual ending to a parable. I'll read it to you again. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? You think, well, why is talking about the Son of Man coming? Well, I didn't tell you before, but actually just previous to this in chapter 17, a Pharisee had come to Jesus and he said to Jesus, when will the kingdom of God come? When will the kingdom of God come? And so this parable actually fits within a broader conversation about when is the kingdom of God going to come? And Jesus says a number of things about the kingdom of God. He says, for example, for the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. That's what it will be like when the kingdom of God comes. You know, like the lightning, if you've seen it, you've all seen it. Flashes, lights up the light. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be when he comes. He'll come in great power. And then Jesus goes on to talk about, as in the days of Noah, it'll be like that. As in the days of Lot, it'll be like that. But now he gives this parable and then he returns to that theme. And he says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And I think the reason he ends with this part of the parable is he's saying, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith like this persistent widow? Will he find faith on the earth? So I'd like to think with you, first of all, about how this parable describes our life. Because here is this woman, weak and helpless, and she's got this corrupt judicial system which is controlled by the world of men, and she's greatly disadvantaged. And widowhood in that day was ultimate vulnerability. And Jesus is saying, I think, that between his first coming and his second coming, during this time, we are going to be like this woman. We're going to be like this woman where we find ourselves thinking, this is wrong. Something's wrong in this world. Evil things are happening. And we're just going to feel so weak and powerless. We feel helpless in the face of the injustice. And Jesus knows that we live in a world like that, in the midst of a world where things are wrong. But he wants us to know that his faithfulness is sure. Do you remember, this came to my mind as I was looking at this. I remember when in Acts chapter 14, Paul and Barnabas went back to Antioch in Syria. And do you know what? They were strengthening the disciples. And do you know what they said to the disciples? They said, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. It didn't actually, they don't even say, well, we might go through a few little hardships to enter the kingdom of God. He said, we must go. If you're going to enter the kingdom of God, there's one road. And the road through is many hardships. Yes. And I'm looking at these faces in front of me, and I know that many of you gone through many hardships. Yes, you have. Many hardships. Difficulties. And this parable describes our life. Difficulties, hardships, injustices, wrong things happening. And Jesus is saying, that's a picture of your life. But secondly, this woman's persistence is amazing. I mean, this is an amazing woman. Honestly, it is. Jesus uses her to teach us about persistent prayer. You know, this woman could have given up. She could have lost heart. She could have got discouraged. I'm not going to go back to that judge. He's just against me. He's got all the power. And I'm just going to stay home and I'm going to give up. But she's an astonishing woman. She's a remarkable woman. She goes back and she won't stop. She doesn't care if the power is against her. She doesn't care if it's injustice against her. She will not stop. And she is going. She's not going to collapse into victimhood. She's going to go back. And she's going to go back. And Jesus says, this woman is an example for us in our time. Many things can almost crush us. And sometimes things that we're praying for can take a long, long, long time. And we're tempted to give up. We're tempted to give up. But Jesus says, if this woman got what she was asking for, even from an unjust judge, then she is how much more? For God's chosen one, who cry out to him day and night, who just go back to God and say, Father, Father. You see, this woman is weak and helpless, but she is amazing in her persistence. And we should be like this woman. We don't stop praying. Because deeply graven on our hearts is that God is faithful and we are his chosen people. He's chosen us. He loves us. And thirdly, I'd like to think, and lastly, I'd like to think about that Jesus wants us to have faith, even in the midst of great hardship. Even in the midst of great difficulty, he wants us to have faith. But when the Son of Man returns, when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? So when I think of Christ returning, I'm thinking of him returning like the lightning is from the east to the west. It says all his holy angels with him. That's what it says in Matthew 24, 5. So he's returning now. And what's he going to be looking for? What's the Son of Man going to be looking for? Is he going to be looking for all the magnificent buildings that human beings have built? Is he going to be looking at all the great accomplishments that human beings have been able to accomplish? What's he going to be looking for? What's he going to be scanning the earth for? I'll tell you what he's going to be looking for. He's going to be looking for people that are like this little widow who have faith. And that's the thing that's going to deeply impress him. People that have faith. That have just not just been crushed by the injustices and the brokenness and the hardship of this world, but people who said, irrespective of all the darkness and all the evil of this world, here are people that are continually trusting in God and continually believing in God and not giving up and not collapsing. Do you know, sometimes when I think and I hear of some new terrible thing that's happened in the world, I tell you what happens inside me. I think this gospel is supremely important because we need the message of Christ for the forces of darkness to be forced back. And this woman is a picture of someone who has faith. It's this kind of persistent faith that Jesus is wanting us to have. Are we in the midst of every kind of hardship? And I know that some of you have suffered terribly. It's been hard. It's been very, very difficult. But the danger is that we will listen to Satan's lies, and Satan's lies are give up. God's not faithful. But Jesus says, when the Son of Man returns, I'm looking for those that still have faith, that are like this persistent woman, that are knocking on my door, that are praying. And however long the answer takes, let's pray, let's believe in God, let's be like her, because Jesus knows that our hearts can get discouraged. Our hearts can lose faith. And Jesus says, no, I don't want that. I want you to be a people that's like this woman, this amazing woman who continues to believe. And he says, I am faithful. Will I keep putting you off? No. You will get justice. And quickly. God is faithful. And he will bring about his justice for his people. Let me pray. Lord, thankful that you give us teachings to meet us in our discouragement and in the place of feeling crushed by wrong things. Thankful that your word is a word for us to take heart and to continue to be people, your chosen ones, who cry out to you day and night and to have faith in you, Lord. Yeah, so thankful that we can be together as your people and to know your goodness and grace to us again. In Jesus' name, amen.